You're preparing for the annual Citizens Police Academy starting up in March, which is coming right at us. So the Police Academy is a way for the Murray Police Department to get to know citizens and vice versa.
And then, of course, the main goal is for us to educate people about what it is we do at the police department. A lot of people have perceptions about police work based on TV shows, whether they be, you know, cop shows or whether it's what's going on in the media. We have an opportunity to show them how police work is really done and people get an opportunity to learn.
So what in particular, lesson by lesson, will you walk citizens through this session?
Okay, so the first week we have introductions and then our 911 coordinator, Rick Harris, our communications supervisor, talks about how 911 works and how police communication works, all the way from you calling in to us dispatching a call and the history of police communications. And that week you get an opportunity to actually see our 911 center. A lot of people find that very interesting to see what actually goes on in there. I teach the second week and I go over just the basics of police work, everything from what is all that stuff on your belt to how does an investigation work from the time the officer is sent out to the time it goes to court, and what are crimes, what are misdemeanors, what are felonies, all that kind of stuff, just the basic how the system works presentation. The third week, we have our narcotics detective come in and give a presentation on drug investigations, everything from prescription abuse, which, as a lot of people know, is rampant in Western Kentucky and growing throughout the country all the way through what's a meth lab. Of course, he's not going to give anybody the recipe, but he's going to talk about some of the warning signs, some of the things you might see out and about on your neighbor's property or the back of your property about meth labs and the dangers associated with that. The week after that, we have one of our detectives who is a certified criminalist, which is the real world speak for a CSI, come in and talk about crime scene investigation. That's one of the biggest areas where people have misconceptions about police work is the CSI stuff, that we have a DNA lab in the back of our Humvee and all that kind of stuff. We don't even have a Humvee, much less a DNA lab. She will come in and she will talk about the real world experience of doing crime scene investigation. And she's been to a 10-week criminalistic academy to learn all that. And we actually do a case profile with a real crime that actually occurred in Murray with the actual photographs and so on and so forth. So
I'm resisting the temptation to say cool.
And, you know, I've seen her do this presentation, and she tweaks it a little bit differently every time. But I've seen the same information over and over, and I did that for a number of years. And I'm still like, wow, that's pretty cool, because there's new techniques coming up all the time involving super glue and fluorescent lighting, for example. That it's always new stuff coming up. And then the week following that, I have a traffic accident reconstructionist come in and talk about accident investigations. And that same week, we have a polygraph operator who comes in and talks about the polygraph. And actually, one of the students usually volunteers and takes a sample polygraph. Of course, we're not going to ask any embarrassing questions or anything like that, but just to show how the system works. And we've had a lot of positive feedback on that week because it dispels a lot of myths about polygraph.
Fascinating.
The following week, we'll do a tour of the jail, which is always very eye-opening. It'll be different this time because for the first time, it's not Phil Hazel giving the tour. It'll be the new Callaway County jailer, Ken Claude, which is our former police chief, as a lot of people know, that will be giving the tour. So that's always an eye-opener for people. The week after that, we have our quote-unquote legal night. We actually go to the courthouse and sit in one of the courtrooms, and Judge David Buckingham will be giving that presentation. He's an appellate court justice from the Kentucky Court of Appeals. Following that, we spend on a Saturday morning, we go out to the range, and there's a demonstration of our weapons, and people get a chance under close supervision to try them out. They get to meet our canine. That's always popular. People seem to love watching me be the chew toy for our canine, which happens every time.
What's your canine's name?
Tico. We've had Tico, I think, 4 years now.
What kind of dog is Tico?
He is a Belgian Malinois, which is, if you look at him, most people think he's a German Shepherd. But they're a little smaller. They tend to be a little smarter and have better noses. Evan, our handler, can tell you all about it. But he's a good canine, and yeah, he's very good at taking suspects down. I can tell you that personally because he's taken me down probably a dozen times in the bite suit. And then our last week, We do what we call less lethal or use of force discussion, where we talk about the things that we have that are not guns, the baton, the pepper spray, and the taser. We do a demonstration of the taser, how it works. Captain Chris Scott is our taser instructor for that. And people have an opportunity to volunteer to be tased. I think every class I've held except one, at least one person has volunteered to do it. And I think we had four one class that wanted to be tased. So, and then we usually finish up that last week. We have a little graduation ceremony. And you do get a free T-shirt. We have dinner that last night. And there's no cost to the public. So it's a great little program.
Again, starting and ending?
Starting March 9th and going for 8 weeks. So it'll go through the end of April.
How do I enroll?
You can enroll by going to the city website and go to the police tab. And then there's a link on there that says Citizens Police, and you can download the application. Or you can email me or call me at the police station, and I will send you one. Or you can come by and pick one up at the police station and fill it out. Qualifications are you have to be 21 years old, live or work in or around Murray. I have a lot of folks, retired folks, that are interested that say, hey, I'm retired, but I used to work in Murray, or I volunteer at the Red Cross, or that's fine. We're not trying to give a program for people from Mayfield and Paducah. We want people that are from Murray and Callaway County. So, like I said, anyone who's 21 or older and lives or works in and around Murray. It's also a popular program for Murray State students. I usually have a couple of students, either criminal justice students or some of the other programs. I'm trying to get some of the journalism students actually to come this year, because a lot of journalists, when they start out, are covering the police beat. And I found when dealing with newer reporters that it would be better if they were more familiar with police procedure. So I would encourage journalists or journalism students to come on out. So
makes a lot of sense. So you have 2 months of Monday nights?
Basically, yeah.
Time?
We start at 6:30. And it runs about 2 hours, depending on how many questions. Some nights there's a lot more questions, so we run a little later. But it's held at Murray City Hall in the city council chambers, except for the, you know, when we go to the range or when we go to the jail or the courthouse. But it's at the city hall in the city council chambers.
Appreciate you being here and doing what you do.
Well, thanks for having me.